Today we are heading to Derbyshire to talk with Jonathan Walker. Now, Jonathan has an enterprising idea to start a social enterprise business, and it's all built around cooking and visual impairment. To tell us more about the project and his own sight loss journey, Jonathan is with us. So, Jonathan, your background is in cooking. Have you always been a chef?
I have. I started off washing pots at 16 years old and eventually worked my way through to qualifying as a chef, and then carried on to eventually running my own business, which was a local pub with my wife.
When it comes to cooking, what do you love about it?
It's always just been kind of a passion. I love making fresh food. I love watching people enjoy what I'm cooking and what I've created.
You lost your sight a few years ago. Tell us about that.
Well, I left the business we were working in, like I said, the local pub, and decided to go off and work for a local Specsavers. When I was there, I suddenly started with a bit of a shake in my right eye, and which eventually ended up with the colour draining from my right eye. I went to the hospital and was told it was a viral infection, and within 3 months, unfortunately, the left eye had done the same, and at kind of 32 years old, I had lost sight in both eyes. It's now to a point where I just see things in shadow and I can't see description of any kind. So it was a big change in my life, obviously.
There are so many ways that sight loss can affect people in their day-to-day lives, but there's also a lot of help and support out there. Did you find that?
I found a lot of support through kind of the RNIB and my local sight support group. The other people who helped me dramatically was guide dogs, and I now have my own guide dog, Jensen. But the area that I really felt I needed some help with was the cooking side of things. I found there was help to get me in a kitchen. So there was a lot of kind of tin labelling devices so I could define the difference between a tin of beans and a tin of soup. And there was a lot of help getting me using a microwave. A lot of it was geared towards convenient food, which isn't too problematic or difficult to make, which was where kind of my idea for the burger site has come from.
You prefer fresh food, making things from scratch?
Yes, very much. And I mean, I have an 8-year-old son, so he's always kind of been brought up with me cooking, with me making us fresh food, and that's always been a key thing for me. Any young child should really be around fresh food, in my opinion.
So did you find sort of techniques and skills to help you do that?
I did, yes. One of the kind of light bulb moments was I actually went out shopping with my wife. We were looking for a certain spice. My wife was kind of opening spices just to see if I could work out which one it was, and I could immediately tell the difference with the smell of them. So that kind of led me to thinking, right, tonight I'm going to go home, I'm going to give this a go. So it kind of came from there.
And you've gone from learning to use the kitchen again, you're that passion for cooking is back, and it's led you to a social enterprise you're looking to set up.
That's right. My son's local school is just up the road, and there's a premises which has been sat empty for a long time. And my kind of idea, which would be to cook healthy food, predominantly what would be classed as street food, which is burgers. And over time, I've discovered that a kind of technique of making burgers, which can be done in a healthy way, they're completely 100% fresh. And the social enterprise side came from, I want to kind of pass on the tips and tricks that I've learned in the kitchen to other visually impaired people.
So is this an employment opportunity, a training opportunity, kind of all rolled up into one?
It is. The long-term aim of the company is to have its own functioning restaurant, and I wanted the kitchen to be fully staffed with visually impaired people. So the idea is they come along and have courses days while the restaurant's in operation, and they can obtain an accredited qualification in hospitality and catering, with the eventual hope that if they're enjoying what they're doing, we can offer gainful employment throughout the business.
There's accreditation here as well. How did you tie that up?
Basically, contacted my local adult education centre, and they also pointed out that it is a problem because they do have partially sighted people who come in and want to get accredited qualifications, but finding the right sector for them is difficult. I as a blind person myself, understand how hard it is. If I went to a job interview as a chef now, the person with far less experience than me would get a job over me because I would be turning up with a guide dog. And that's something I'm fully aware of. And that's the kind of gap that we need to bridge, which, as I say, the local adult education centre were very keen to kind of work alongside me and get partially sighted people back into work.
when you think about a kitchen, you know, there are so many ways now of making them accessible. There's, you know, talking scales, there's talking jugs for liquid. You know, it's also a very tactile thing, isn't it, sort of making food?
It is, and that's really another reason why the burger, it lends itself to this, to the tactile cooking, because effectively you're feeling what you're cooking, you're feeling what you're creating. It's a cold ingredient. You can feel the size you're making. You can put it into a press without any kind of danger element to that. Yet you've developed something perfectly easily that is a fantastic meal.
So you've looked at the education side of things, and you're obviously well up on the accessibility side. But what about actually funding a project like this? Where do you begin?
But the support we're really needing at the minute is the funding. As we stand at the moment, we have a Just Giving page, which, again, the aim with that is to get us out into a full-time premises. What I'm doing to fund the company myself at the moment is I'm working alongside the RNIB, site support, various other organisations to try and do cooking demonstrations and classes. And they're chargeable, and obviously then that all goes towards the end goal, which is having the functioning restaurant.
And as you say, it's a social enterprise, so people are learning, they're working, and monies are going back into developing it, making it bigger and better.
That's right. We are a non-profit organisation. So the plan with the money that goes back into the business is we don't want to really be stopping at one site. We want to be rolling this out so we can be looking at pop-up burger sites, we're looking at catering stalls, burger vans, all sorts of ideas that really just get the awareness out there. And also, we want as many visually impaired people to come along and see what we're doing and see if it's something that they have found a problem with themselves and see if we can offer the solution for them.
David, it sounds a fantastic opportunity. And you know, if people would like to find out more, how can they do that?
The Burger Site has a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, and we have an Instagram. We're in early stages of a website, The Burger Site. .co.uk and site is spelled SIGHT.
Best of luck with the social enterprise. Let's hope it gets off the ground, and you know, do keep us up to date on how things are going. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Thank you ever so much for your time.